At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
Hour number two.
Monday, boom.
12:02 on your Lincoln. Appreciate you hanging out with us for lunchtime. Hopefully you're getting something yummy, tasty. Bach, who makes it happen for us here on The Ticket in hour number two?
Well, it is lunchtime, and that means that it is time here at The Ticket for our hour number two to be sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations, 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, try a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
They have a lunch deal, pulled pork sandwich slaw with a side for $12. If you want the smoked turkey slaw sandwich with a side, $13.50. Options, really good options. Your sliced brisket and slaw, $14.75. Burnt in sandwich, slaw, side, $15. You're winning if you get it over to Mulberry. 402-464-5685 is the Z-Starter Heyman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can. We appreciate it. And then download the Ticket app. Take a moment. I know that in passing, people will listen. I had people in my building, the building I live in, you know, ask, but they always ask about the station and how it's going. They're like, yeah, but when we get to a certain part, you know, we lose the signal. I said, well, download the app. The app doesn't lose the signal. And he goes, yeah, but I'm old school. I'm old fashioned. I'm like, it's literally on the same system that your GPS is on. It's on your phone. Like, just download it. I was like, you don't have to like add and do go through 14 steps. Just find the Ticket app, download it, and then hit listen. Just open it and listen. The same system. Most cars that have GPS have the ability to download the app. You can download it to your phone and play it in your car. It's on the app, but the website goes on your desktop, so you shouldn't lose it. You shouldn't lose the losing the signal is so extremely outdated. So download the Ticket app. Just do that. You can follow on all the streams, of course. Literally, we don't know anybody that doesn't have social media on their phone. Right? In your car. Like, they get notifications from X and Instagram, et cetera, Facebook. Well, we're live on Facebook. We're live on all those things. we're available to you at all those things. So there's no excuse for not getting your ticket. Like, I'm just going to say that. We are your ticket to Lincoln Sports. Greatly appreciate it. There are a couple of folks we were having the discussion over, you know, how do you want to be buried? Like, if you're a Husker fan, I there's some point to that. But Husker fans, again, they fall in different lines. There are those that say, nope, keep my ashes. Eric says, keep my ashes far away from the stadium. I've already love through enough misery. Yeah, but I think you would rather be a part of the misery than not. If you have a full afterlife, you don't want to go without Husker football, good or bad, right? But
yeah, I'd at least be intrigued,
right? Like Cubster says, yes, DP, spread my ashes all over Memorial, Wrigley, Heinz Field. Yeah, but bits and pieces. I mean, there's certain places, right? This is yeah, and then they would. Texas says, yeah, then they would change the grass back to turf. So your ass is just sitting on turf. But then you'd be on the shoes of all the players. So there's that.
is that something you want?
Hey, you know, sometimes, man. Sometimes Texas says, I've been begging my wife for years for a Viking funeral in Oak Lake, and she refuses every single time. I'm not. An afterlife without sports? Why would I want that? if my heaven on earth now is being in a sea of red, isn't that my declaration? Like if in my living space, game day Saturdays in Lincoln, Nebraska is heaven, literally defined and described as heaven on earth. The result, be damned. It's the experience of being a part of it that carries the day, right? So I know for me, I'm not sure that I'm not sure I want my afterlife to be sportsless. That's literally the opposite of what I've chosen in my living. My living has been a tribute to sports. So why would I want my afterlife to not be the same? If I believe in it, right? If I truly believe in it, if I love sports the way I say I love it every day by showing up here and talking about it with people. That's just me. John Cordell says, yeah, you sure you want to be around here in the great afterlife? Yeah. Yeah, because the choice we make in the living. We're just asking to replicate, amplify, celebrate how you lived your life by allowing your heaven to be that thing in full. But it would almost be a spiritual thing to say, don't live your life in a way that you wouldn't want to spend eternity. You know, that's a different philosophy question for you. We'll say that. And John says, I'm heading for the Rainbow Bridge where all the dogs will be waiting. I'm perfectly okay with that. Give me a full afterlife of nothing but puppies and kittens. Puppies, kittens with, like, sports on in the background. Maybe some music of choice, right? Give me three albums that I'm going to listen to my entire afterlife. Not sure what those. That would be a whole show of Bach that if in your coffin, the music they played was what you were going to listen to forever, what three albums would you have?
Right? I don't care what you choose, though. You're getting tired of those songs.
Well, wouldn't you pick, but at least maybe pick three artists, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Pick the Beatles. Yeah, people that with some, give me some Beatles, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Something with long game, the Rolling Stones, right? Give me something with a huge library. Right? Bill and Ben says, yeah, the brick and mortar is my favorite way to listen. I'm a member of the old brick and mortar club, being in your car, sitting at home. Like, that's how I used to consume sports, was that I'm old enough that, I listened by transistor radio. I had a small handheld radio that I carried around with me, and I would walk around my neighborhood until I found the right signal in the sky that would allow me to listen to baseball on a summer night, right? Listen to some baseball outside of my space. So I get it. But then if you know, I don't want to, if that same handheld can allow me to stand anywhere and receive it more easily, I should probably choose that handheld. You know, Railroad and Matt says, I want my ashes at US Bank Stadium. So maybe one day my spirit can see the Vikings win one. Yeah. That makes all the sense in the world. Like, think about that. Now, ideally, the Huskers win another national title in your lifetime. But what if it comes after? Would you want to miss it? You don't want to miss it. right? It's the hope that everybody gets to experience in their lifetime. But I also wouldn't want to miss it because I left too soon, right? To see Lincoln at its best, Nebraska at its best, why would you not want to be a part of that, right? Eric goes, speaking of outdated, so is my car. It is a thing. But your phone is not outdated. Even if you have a flip phone, you can download the Ticket app. If you have a desktop computer, you can go to the Ticket website. You can download the app. Texas says, I prefer to listen on the rap, but I do appreciate you fixed your app so it works better when you took things over. You bring someone with connections. I would like you to talk Husker Radio Network about the Nebraska app and show them how to fix it. It is an embarrassment. It cuts out every 5 minutes. It's basically unusable, and it's been this way for years. That's from the text line. A lot of what we end up doing is trying to change the standard for how things are done. Having the cable channel that, whether at home or at your office, if you have Allo Fiber, you can just put the channel on 961 and leave it up all day. As a matter of fact, it's there at night and on weekends. You know, if you're just sitting around, it used to be back in the day that, you know, again, I'm old enough and I don't want to outage myself, but there are times when I got home in my youth that, you know, at 12 midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, the station would go dark. You get the dial, boop, that's it. It's letting you know, man, no more programming for you until tomorrow morning. Well, channel 961, okay, look, we give you sports programming all the time. And I think it would be a great idea for Husker Network to expand its bandwidth, right? Because if you have, I'm just saying, if I had access to the entire athletic department and all the archives of every great Husker game forever and ever in perpetuity back, that you literally could show Husker fans Husker content all day, if that's what you so chose. Now, it requires somebody that's willing to do the work and the programming and all those things. But I don't know. I'll raise my hand. Bach, are you on the team that would help make that happen?
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Right? I don't think there's anybody in this building that wouldn't raise their hand and go, you know what? I'd love to be a part of it. I would love that Ticket 3 would have the rights and ability to show volleyball games from the past and not wait for the Big Ten Network to get, you know, once a month to have a Husker Day where they're going to show a game of their choice. You ask a Husker fan what games they want to watch that particular day. Again, there's 24 hours a day, 168 hours in a month. In a week, if you said to me that you could just run Monday, it could be football, right? Go back and find great games in the past. Yeah, you telling me in this state that people wouldn't watch the 2001 Husker basketball team, the 2006 softball team? Wrong. They absolutely would. But it requires the bandwidth. And again, having people talking about it 18 hours a day, and it is my hope that soon enough it is 24 hours live on the Ticket. So that for the truck drivers and the late shift workers, you may have been busy. Maybe you didn't get the sports news. It would be nice for folks to be able to tune in. I would love for the Ticket, this little hub here on the corner of 11th and O, to be the eyes, the 24-hour eyes and ears of Lincoln, downtown Lincoln. That's not a terrible thing. You imagine if we were live during the storm? Like, we've done that before. That, I can tell you, that storm we sat through a few years ago where you know, the Ticket lobby became kind of a holding center and a reporting center. We had, you know, Lincoln police coming in and explaining us, okay, can you tell folks to be careful at this intersection, the tree's down or the lights aren't working, or here's some safety areas, here are the restaurants that are still open in this thing. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. But sometimes, you know, it's the space of us. Like, it's our job. If you haven't listened to Bach, in a Husker postgame show, you're missing the heartbeat of Husker basketball nation. That's why we spend 3 hours in the pregame for football, 3 hours in the postgame. We could do more. We literally could do more. If people, you know, will financially support it, then if you want us to, you know what? We give you Royals coverage. Maybe you want more Major League Baseball coverage. We give you NFL coverage. Maybe you want more. We give you 5 different NFL games a week. 2 college games. We could delve. We brought you Supernovas volleyball. We bring you Love volleyball coverage. We can do. We would love to carry the Stars and bring you the games, or the Salt Dogs and bring you the games. The whole point of this thing is to kind of drive the temperature of Husker Nebraska sports, right? Lincoln sports. What do you want? I was told this weekend that there are folks who absolutely want more high school sports. Okay. I mean, we do football and basketball and baseball, right? We do it in full. They ask, can you do girls volleyball? Yeah. Yes, we can. We need sponsorship for it because you got to pay somebody to do it, right? You have to pay people to do it. Do you want women's girls softball, high school softball? Absolutely. There are ways to do it. We've made a point that we're going to carry, we're actually going to do live call youth football for several Sundays. Right, you get the financial support for it, then I can pay the people. Like, I can't ask people to do it for free. But that's what this is. Changing the way. There were no Husker basketball post-game shows when I got to Lincoln. Bach, is that a fair statement?
I think so. I mean, not that I remember. So
yeah, when I got here, like I asked the question, well, why isn't somebody live for Husker basketball post games? And we start doing it when the program wasn't doing well. Those are some long winter nights, bro. In those 8 win seasons. Hey, oh, bro, this is brutal. This is brutal, but we did it. Now, then the next thing would be women's post game, and then volleyball post games. Now, if you folks listening, if you would like a Husker volleyball post-match show, call-in show, you have to let us know. Sometimes we're guessing and speculating that you want to have these conversations, but are you going to hang around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night to talk volleyball? My thought is that, yes, probably you will, but we will continually ask the listener, is that a thing, right? Bach, if there's local sports talk, and then there's local volleyball post game. What are you listening to?
Me, like, what am I listening to?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what they're talking about.
There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer. Let's say it's Nebraska, Penn State played at Devaney. Post match. Is that a conversation that you would like to be a part of or would listen to?
Yeah, I would hope that that would be involved in the local sports talk if that's part of it.
If there is a Nebraska softball versus Indiana post-game call-in show, would you want to be a part of it? Would you think that that would be interesting?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? That if the women's basketball program is having success, would a post-game show be a valid investment, a worthy investment?
I think so. I think a lot of the sports in Nebraska are picking up theme and obviously playing better on and on, you know, on and off the field and court, whatever it might be.
Yeah, this is the thing. We are also evolving. We also listen. We listen to you. So if you tell me that you want coverage, do you want a post wrestling match call-in show? Now, to me, that's the next big thing. That's the next great thing, right? That this drive as the number 2 program in the country, the drive to best Penn State and to be consistently in that space, those post-match conversations on a Friday night are sometimes necessary. Right? We found interest in it. We know that this thing happens. Bach, somebody asked if we would do a WWE pay-per-view live stream where we're not showing the WWE, but we're just talking about it as it happens. And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, you know, I got to find out if the WWE would be mad about that. You can't show the matches, but you can, in fact, talk about it.
That's what I was actually ran into on Nuclear Heat the other night, was because SummerSlam was going on. I was like, well, I know we can't do play-by-play for sporting events.
You cannot do it. No, you cannot do it for WWE.
Talk about the match going on?
You can. There are ways to talk about it. And again, this is kind of the dance that you want to do, the sense that we're trying to be reputable. We're FCC. We're not a podcast. So there are things that podcasts can do and risks that they can take that FCC-regulated radio stations cannot. But those are things to consider. The same thing for Nebraska football, that while not doing play-by-play during Husker games, there are people who don't want outside source talking about Husker football. But then there are people who are sitting at home that, as a group, would love to get together and talk about what's happening during the Husker game. Like, we've done a couple of those where Jay and Nick have been, you know, one was at the garage, right? They were at the garage and they were live streaming. They weren't live streaming the game, but they were live during the game. So then the question becomes, for those people who want to talk Huskers during the game, and there are those people that do, there are people that don't, but there are people that do. There are people that have the, listen, we get texts during the game on the text line. We get texts, so we know that there are people that would love to be heard during Husker games. And then it'll carry over to that. But that's also a thing. And again, if the text line, if you listeners told us, yes, we'd like to participate in that, then we're open to the discussion. And again, we're local. So if you text in and say, hey, DP, can we do something like this? Let's have the discussion. I mean, yeah, you know, we're asking more of Bach, but, you know. Hey, Matt says, would love Stars hockey and maybe Vikings football. We get 7 Vikings games this year that I'm aware of. You have to make the decision in the flagship state. Do you want the best games of the weekend or do you want a team? And if you cannot get, I would tell you in this market, if you cannot get the Chiefs every week, then it's best to carry the best of, because then you would get more of the Chiefs than not. You're getting the best game. So we will have every Thursday night game, every Thursday night NFL game. We will have every early game, afternoon game, and night game. So we'll have every Sunday night game, every Thursday night game, every Sunday night game, every Monday night game. And then we will get 2 of the best games available that week from in the early time slot and the later time slot. That's 5 NFL games a week at a minimum. And quite frankly, you know, if your business is in play, you might want to tag into this NFL coverage, because we need features and focuses. And that would be, you know, we can preview those as well. Then depending on the Husker schedule and the college schedule, we will carry live college football games on Saturday when those games fit our Husker coverage schedule. There's some weekends where it's difficult to do, right? Because sometimes it'll run up. Sometimes it fits perfectly. Sometimes it doesn't. Bones is a fishing show April and October. If you're willing to sponsor a fishing show, we'll have a fishing show. The same, I've pitched this to Jake, of Jake doing a golf show at all the courses in the area, in the state. And Jake just does the tour. He tells you, you know, he goes, he plays around, and then he sits in the country club and he talks about it. I think that would be interesting. It would be great for the country clubs to get people out there, right? Tell the story. There are several ideas. Pettit and Cook have limitations, financial or agreement restrictions in doing that. I mean, I would love to have Terry Pettit. Terry Pettit is active in telling and sharing his volleyball knowledge. I would love to have access. Same for John Cook. You know? Simple. Eric says, I remember the storm covers. It was just, Bach, were you here for that?
I don't think I was part of that one. I've done them before, though.
I think Harrison and I, it started during old school. The storm started to land. And we could see, because, again, looking out the window, we could see the trees basically doing that Becky, that Bailey car dealership blow up wave, right? Those big, that's what the trees were doing. And then as it started to develop and form, and we start getting reports, and then quite frankly, that our tower withstood and signal withstood the storm, because according to all reports, we were the only radio station that was live and on throughout the course of the evening. As a matter of fact, Harrison and I stayed until 11 that night, and just, you know, we had restaurants like Muchachos. Nick brought by food. He's like, you guys are stuck here. We're open. We'd love to do that. We had people who were dropping by. The police were dropping by to give emergency reports. Listeners were texting in to share information along the way. But that's kind of what a local radio station should be. So we're open. We're open to your suggestions, open to ideas. And again, I'm not out of the realm. I'm still working on this VIP panel, this NFL Fanatics panel, where each team has a local ticket listener that is the voice and focus of their team. But we need one from every team, which would be interesting, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure which teams have fans here. Like, we know Denver. Like, I could probably rattle off 15 that I know. The other 15, I'm not sure about. Maybe we'll do a roll call of who you're a fan for, so we can figure out, if we do the fan forum for week one, which teams would have somebody representing them on the text line. Bach, you fair?
Yeah.
And you'll get to choose the Cardinals representation. How's that?
Fair enough.
All right, more one-on-one when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.